I'm Alexandra de Trolio. Pope Francis has written a letter to the bishops of Chile apologizing for misjudging the seriousness of the sexual abuse crisis in the country. In the letter, the Pope said he made, quote, serious mistakes in the assessment and perception of the situation, especially due to a lack of truthful and balanced information. He asked for forgiveness and said that he hopes to apologize personally within the upcoming weeks. Reports are that a number of survivors have been invited to the Vatican to meet Pope Francis. Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, stated that he has, quote, proof that the Syrian government used chemical weapons in this past weekend's attack that killed at least 40 people and will be deciding, quote, in due course, whether France will respond with airstrikes. According to some U.S. officials, urine and blood samples from victims have tested positive for chlorine and a nerve agent. Along with France, other Western countries, such as the U.S. and the U.K., have been considering missile strikes, while Russian officials have spoken out against them. Russian spokesman Dmitry Peskov warned against, quote, any steps which could lead to an escalation of tensions. Lawmakers from farm states met with President Trump today and said that the president is looking into the possibility of re-entering negotiations on the Pacific Rim Agreement. Trump withdrew from the agreement last year due to his America First policy. The president has assigned his trade representative, Robert Lighthizer, and his new chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, to look into it. Being a part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership would allow American farmers access to more overseas markets. 11 countries signed the agreement last month. California Governor Jerry Brown has agreed to President Trump's request for National Guard troops to be placed on the border with Mexico. However, Brown has stated that while he will accept federal funding to add 4 National Guard members to the border through September 30th, quote, this will not be a mission to build a new wall. It will not be a mission to round up women and children or detain people escaping violence and seeking a better life. And the California National Guard will not be enforcing federal immigration laws. Governor Brown stated he agrees with Catholic bishops who have said officials on the local, state, and federal levels should work together to make sure the National Guard's presence does not disrupt community life. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.